Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
Hey everyone, welcome to Kwentuhang Pilipina. And if this is your first time hearing about us, we are a podcast and a community that aims to be a safe space for Filipinas to talk about all things books and business. I am your sunshine Cleo, but you can just call me Cleo. I am the founder of Firaya Pilipina and your host here at Kwentuhang Pilipina. Last week, we got boodled by Miss Ma'am Kai Javier. And if you haven't tuned into our episode, you are missing out. This time around, lagot tayo, I guess, because it's time to keep our finances in check with one of the most promising finance guru right now, Coach Yanny Moya. She is the founder of Peridot Consulting, a premier financial and investment consulting firm that offers a holistic approach in handling personal finances. And I personally knew her because I also guested in her podcast, which is The Quarter Life Bliss. Anyway, without further ado, welcome to Kwentuhang Pilipina, Coach Yanny.
Leo, dear, thank you so much for having me. Grabe, kinilig talaga ako when we got the invitation. So, aww, thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
Aww, fresh from LA yan, tama ba?
Vegas and LA, yes.
Love it! Maganda yung energy na dala ni Coach ngayon, grabe.
Grabe, na purple energy.
Love it, love it. Now, Coach, let's just start this episode with a little icebreaker. So, are you ready to play a little Never Have I Ever?
Sure, bring it on.
Yes. Okay, first, never have I ever splurged on something I regretted.
I have. Kailangan ba mag-explain?
If you're willing to share.
Actually, before I was a shopaholic, so I splurged a lot on clothes, accessories, shoes. When I was much, much younger, I was in college. So when I started earning, medyo na-addict ako sa pag-shop. So yeah, I splurged on a lot of clothes and shoes before na I really regret now. Now that I'm an essentialist, I call myself an essentialist, meaning I only buy the things that are essential and the things that I need. I just find it, parang looking at all my photos before, parang, why was I buying so much? Alam mo yon? So much clothes and purchasing so much all of the material things na binibili ko before. So yeah, I splurged a lot on that. I have.
Pero ngayon po,
impression like, agad.
Na-booking agad si Coach. Pero ngayon, in terms of yung mga in-splurge mo, like yung concerts, the experiences, grabe, that's really great. Do you regret those or?
No. Alam mo, Cleo, if there's one thing I learned in spending and splurging for myself, it's about splurging for the things that you will remember. So, wow. Splurging on experiences. Not saying na you have to ubos all your savings. You have to go bankrupt to enjoy life. But for me, I would splurge on experiences, on memories, rather than material things. Why? Because hanggang ngayon, no, nagpe-play sa mind ko na nag-eye-to-eye contact kami ni Sokjin, ni Taeyong. Parang, these are things that money cannot buy. The material things cannot cover, but it replays in my head every day, and that motivates me to work also to afford tickets again in the future, to afford to see them live again. Parang that kind of happiness and level of, alam mo, parang, ano ba tawag, euphoria. No, na very euphoric talaga to just have that kind of experience. So for me, if traveling is your luho, diba, go ahead, do it. Rather than material things, kahit na alam mo naka-t-shirt ka lang dyan, pero yeah, you got to experience something new. Yan, ano yan. That's something that you should not regret. And actually, budgetan mo.
Yun. Oh, right. I'm so excited na tuloy for my future travels. Ganyan. Kasi we met the last year, minor pa ako noon.
Oo. Ngayon, pwede ka na mag-travel mag-isa. Congratulations, girl.
Yes. Ano, independent girl na tayo. Charat.
True. Okay.
Next po is that never have I ever got scammed financially.
Never. Thankfully, never. Because bata pa lang ako, nasa finance world kasi yung mom ko. So, talagang sinasabi niya na sa amin yung about sa mga scams, yung mga dapat namin gawin, yung mga budol-budol gang, yung original budol-budol gang, sinasabi niya na yon. So, she really inculcated to us na dapat hindi kayo masascam. Ito yung mga ginagawa ng scammers. Ito yung, alam mo yun, all the negative things in the world. So, yung mom ko really made sure na hindi kami masascam. So, even in college, I was invited in groups where you would put money and then mag-grow daw yan, ganyan-ganyan. I automatically know what a scam is because na-train ako before. So, no, never. I'm so proud, never.
Wow, and hopefully never na rin talaga ako. So it's such a never. Wag na sana.
Ayaw mong ma-scam ka, 'di ba? Ayaw mong mapunta yung money na pinaghirapan mo to people who are just taking advantage of others or mawala yung perang pinaghirapan mo.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any tips for that? Because yung iba, you know, are not really trained naman to how to spot a scam.
Yeah, if it's too good to be true, that's definitely a scam. For example, no, sabihin ko sa'yo, Cleo, maglagay ka lang 10,000, next week magiging 20,000 yan. Mm-hmm. Something too good to be true, parang iniisip mo easy money, that's probably scam. No, kasi the reason why people get that, the reason why people take that opportunity is because overpromising eh. Uy, gusto ko yan. Ang bilis magkakapera. Dodoble pera ko. Dadami pera ko. But if that's guaranteed, yan, scam yan. Bakit? Because in investing, especially if investing ah, ako personally, siguro I'll use your platform also. They use my name to scam people.
Oh.
I'm so sad. As in, sinisend sa akin yung screenshots na may WhatsApp pa, tapos pangalan ko. Tapos hinihingi nila yung mga money, pinapa-transfer nila. Sabi ko, oh my gosh, that's not me. If people are getting your money and telling you na guaranteed it will grow, then definitely it's a scam.
Right.
Kasi even in business, Cleo, for example, you ask me to, Coach, mag-invest ka naman sa business ko, would you be able to guarantee to me magkano yung magiging growth ng pera ko? Mm-hmm. Parang hindi, right? Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So, anything that they say is guaranteed. And talagang guaranteed na ang OA, ah. For example, dodoble pera mo next week. Mm-hmm. And then, walang papers yung company. That's a scam. And then, you're just talking to a person. Walang contract. Scam yan.
Hey, Boss Besties! Kwentuhang Pilipina Podcast is a safe space to share the stories of different inspiring Filipinos. This is a safe space. This is your safe space. And isn't your tote bag supposed to be a safe space for your belongings too? That is why I am so grateful to share with you that our This is a Safe Space tote bag in collaboration with Hiraya Pilipina is available now. For only 299 pesos, you get a washable and reusable 14 inches by 16 inches tote bag with zipper. Super spacious. We told you, it is a safe space. Order now at shopee.ph/Hiraya Pilipina. And don't forget to tag us once you copped your own tote bag. Ang gandang ano reminder simula pa lang no na parang nababalaan na ang ating listeners. Ayan, dito tayo from Coach Yanni. Lastly, ayan, never have I ever felt stuck and uncertain as an adult?
I have. My gosh, I think everyone naman went through that. The reason why I started my podcast, Quarter Life Bliss Podcast, is I realized a lot of us go through crisis, quarter life crisis, wherein di natin alam anong gagawin natin. No? I also got stuck. I'm a graduate of BS Industrial Engineering. And after college, what I did was join an NGO. Nag-full-time ako in an NGO, which is ang layo, no? They expected that I would go corporate because engineering graduate ako. And then I was doing the NGO. I was learning finance. At the same time, I was doing social media. Talagang kalat. Kalat-kalat na hindi talaga related lahat. What? From NGO, helping people, to finance, to social media. But also, you're an engineering graduate. Bakit ganon? So, I also got in a point na, ano na nga bang gusto ko talagang gawin? Ano ba talaga yung dapat kong gawin? Yung gusto kong gawin na masaya kong gawin? So, yeah, I really felt stuck at that time. I would say that was my quarter life crisis. Advanced lang. I wasn't in my 20s pa lang, early 20s. Mm-hmm. Pero sabi ko, shocks, parang wala namang direction. Di ko naman alam saan ko talaga gusto mapunta. So, yeah, I think everyone goes through that. Maganda for you, no, Cleo, that at 18, you're very clear with what you want to do. You're taking up business, tama ba?
Yes po, yes.
Because you also have your business right now. Mm-hmm. Di ba naalala ko pa yung talk natin last year. But, yeah, maganda yung may clarity. But that's what I like, I guess, in the generation today, is that they have clarity on what they want to do. Mm-hmm. What they want to do and what they don't want to do. But, yeah, personally ako, I wanted to try a lot of things just so I know what I really want to do.
Yes, so, and that wasn't bad naman po.
Oh yeah, I don't regret it. I would say it's that feeling of stuck is how once you get through it, it's a breakthrough eh. Parang after being stuck, parang feeling mo, alam mo, nakaalis ka with where you're stuck. After nun, you break through all your limits, you break through all your dramas, and then you'll gain clarity. And yeah, I'm very thankful na I went through that kasi if not, probably I'm still doing the same thing. Things that I think are what I really want to do but parang cover lang pala siya of what I really, of my potential and at the same time, things that make me happy. So yeah.
Moving forward to this whole adulting topic natin, no, Coach. I mean, it's scary enough to do adulting on your own. Now, why did you decide to pursue coaching and helping others navigate adulthood since marami kang pinagpilian from the options that you mentioned earlier, from the program na tinake mo nung college? But why did you choose this path?
I love the question. Coaching personally helped me gain clarity in my life. No, na ano ba talaga yung gusto kong gawin? Ano na ba talaga yung kaya kong gawin? And what are my top potential? And how do I take action to get to where I wanna go? And so, when I started in the coaching space, sabi ko, if coaching has helped me so much, my personal life coach helped me so much, sabi ko, I wanna be able to bring that to others as well. I wanna be that light to others as well. So I studied coaching to make sure I also support people gain clarity in their life and create the abundant life that they want for themselves. So yeah, and then I was in finance. So sabi ko, how do I now connect this? That's why I became a financial coach. Sabi ko, oh nga no, parang ang root cause pala of people's drama, at least in the adulthood, is money. But akala nila it's the root cause talaga, but the root cause of why you're having financial problems or struggles in your finances is because personally hindi mo kasi alam, wala kang clarity sa gusto mong gawin sa life mo, sa goals mo, sa current situation mo, wala kang clarity. So yeah, I connected the two and I pursued becoming a financial coach. And yeah, helping others navigate adulthood simply because ako personally, I would say I'm very grateful and I'm very lucky to have a life coach who really helped me when I was stuck. Wow. When I was so stuck in my adulthood, navigating adulthood. Actually, I have 3 life coaches at that time. So they really helped me when I started. So sabi ko, what if I could be that person to thousands of people? 'di ba? I'm gonna help them with their adult life. Kasi personally, natulungan ako. So yeah, that's why I decided to go through it. And bakit ko siya tinuloy, no?
Yeah.
Kasi nakita ko how much it helped a lot of people. Like you, diba? I helped you last year with your finances. Diba? So I'm happy to, when people message me, when you message me how it helped you, sobrang happy ako. You know, from being too broke yung mga tao to now living abundantly, financially abundant, living abundantly in all aspects of their lives. That's what makes the work fulfilling, and at the same time, what makes me excited to also help a lot more people.
Can I just say that you're really living your life's purpose, you know, as a financial coach as well, because it's true, personally, you really helped me, and it yung talk natin, it did not only stay, hindi lang dun natapos yung inspiration and motivation na nakuha ko from Coach Yani, but also, you know, every time I see your videos on TikTok or your stories on Instagram, you really radiate that positive persona who just gives light to others. So,
wow.
It's really great that you integrated your passion in, you know, coaching and then your knowledge in finance.
Yeah. I think that's one of the best decisions that I made when I started working. Na parang possible pala. And that's the kind of clarity that you gain as a coach. Kasi naiintindihan mo, ano ba talaga yung gusto kong gawin? And how do I now contribute to other people's lives? And personally, kung na-meet mo before, kalat-kalat talaga. Ibig sabihin talaga, you'll see me doing business. I have a zero-waste business. I have my interior styling side gig. I have my NGO, my social media gigs. I have, ang dami talaga. As in talagang, hindi siya connected, girl, at all. Because I was trying different things. Kasi for me, try ka lang ng try when you're in your 20s. Because that's how you will know what matches your energy, what matches what you really want to do. So I kept trying. I kept trying all the things that I wanted to explore. And from there, yun, dun ko na-realize na, ay, teka, ito pala talaga yung gusto ko. So, yeah, so yun.
And then you integrated them together. Like, hindi mo naman kayo mamili ng isa lang talaga.
Correct, correct. And I also chose which area to focus. Kasi I still do interior styling. Gusto ko pa rin naman siya. I still support zero waste. Gusto ko pa rin naman siya. I have my business. But now they're all integrated into finance. Even my podcast, my business, wow. Diba? Parang I made sure na lang that they're all interconnected. And that makes my life easier. I always say it's no longer work-life balance, but it's called work-life integration. Meaning everything that you do doesn't feel like work already. No, doing TikToks, teaching people how to do finance, how to navigate through their personal finance and investment is no longer just work for me, but something that I do because I do it in my life. So, sinishare ko lang, parang ganyan.
Yes. Ganda po. Now, of course, it is a case-to-case basis, you know, but what do you think are the top three must-dos or must-haves for our listeners out there? Since most listeners of Kwentuhang Pilipina, 18 to 26 Gen Z millennials, no? So, we'd love to pick your brain of what are the top three must-dos for our listeners out there who feel lost as an adult.
Oh, ako, number one, who feel lost, no? Mm-hmm. Number one is to keep growing yourself. Continuous growth dapat. What I realized is that the learning should not stop as a college student or after ng master's, after mo mag-aral, after your course. It doesn't stop there. Growing should be done every day. Daily habit na siya na mag-grow. How, no? We have YouTube University. We have Google, diba? You keep learning new, you have to keep learning new things every day in order for you not to feel stuck. The reason why we're stuck is because perhaps we're stuck in the old ways. Yung mga dati pa, no? Aba, why, how come it's not working anymore? Eh, nag-pandemic, what you know before doesn't work now, for example, no? That's just one of the examples. But for me, if you keep learning, you learn new things and you apply it in your life, you will never feel stuck. Right. You will never feel stuck. Diba? Parang feeling mo stuck ka, but if you learn something new, ay, teka, try ko nga to. Diba? Try ko nga to, and then you'll realize, ah, ito pala yung way out. So you will never feel stuck if you keep growing yourself. So that's one. Number two is to keep experiencing new things.
Mm-hmm.
People feel stuck because they're doing the same thing every single day. So what are the new experiences for you, no? Ako personally, I like doing things that are new, as in yung mga di ko pa na-experience. Mm-hmm. Parang sabi ko, try ko lang naman, wala namang mamawala. As long as it's not illegal, immoral, or life-threatening,
mm-hmm.
go for it, no? Especially if you're still in your 20s, or you're still young, like Cleo, it's the perfect time to make mistakes. Ako, I like the fact that I keep making mistakes because now wala pa akong responsibilities. My only responsibility is myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I can make mistakes. I can make mistakes and wala masyadong stakeholders na ano ba, matatamaan, magiging affected because of that. So ako, it's just an experience. Charge it to experience all the time. But if you're not experiencing things, kapag nagkaroon ka ng isang problema, you feel like the whole world is, alam mo yon, in your shoulders, na mm-hmm. yun na yung problema mo, because you don't experience new things. So the more experiences, the more you will feel like a pro in life. Kaya nga, di ba, sinasabi ng mga parents natin, papunta ka pa lang, pabalik na ako. Mm-hmm. Di ba? Because they have so much experiences. And they think if you have a lot of experiences, you won't feel stuck, but you will be more excited with where the journey will take you. In learning experiences, I always ask myself, what is this experience teaching me?
Mm-hmm.
So when, for example, today, no, na stuck ako in traffic with my new power bank and my cord na hindi nagmatch sa power bank ko. Sabi ko, okay, shucks, malilate ako sa recording. But what is this experience teaching me? Naisip ko na, okay, moving forward, before I leave the house, I have to make sure 100% yung phone ko, my power bank is charged, and that the wire fits the power bank.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that I neglected kasi inisip ko lagi, ay, maayos na yan. So, alam mo yun, parang you, even in the little things, no? Even with may mga bashers, okay, may bashers ka sa TikTok, minsan talaga hindi mo maiwasan, diba? So, sabi ko, okay, I'm stressed, I'm anxious about what's happening, but what is this experience teaching me? What are these bashers teaching me? Bakit kaya sila nag-pop up in my life? And that way, you don't get scared in life, but you get excited.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, wait. Baka these bashers are teaching me not to overshare my life. Baka these bashers are teaching me, or this experience is teaching me to do more research before I create a content. Alam mo yon?
Right.
Parang just be open to asking yourself, kasi laging may learning naman in every experience. So number two is experience. Number three, most important, I think the reason why people are stuck is because they don't contribute as much. So ako, when I started contributing, what does contribution mean, coach? Is it just giving away your energy, your money, your knowledge? For me, contributing meaning you're not just the one taking, but you're also giving. So as long as you're in the giving mode, no, wow. Ikaw yung nagbibigay ka ng value, nagbibigay ka ng knowledge, nagbibigay ka ng time, nagbibigay ka ng maybe donation, money, effort, no, you're never gonna feel like you're running out of material things or hindi ka makukulangan. Why? Because you can never outgive the universe. So if you keep giving, you will realize na you're also receiving so much, whether that is receiving financial abundance, receiving love, receiving respect, receiving, I mean, appreciation from people. And I think that's where my life shifted when I started contributing through giving. Ibig sabihin, kasi before, alam ko tong pera, hindi ko na isha-share sa iba kasi secret ko to eh. Ba't ko bibigay formula ko? Ba't ko bibigay yung alam ko? Why would I share how I invest, diba? And then when I started giving, when I started sharing it to the world, that's when I realized I felt more complete. I felt more full because I was not just taking, but I was also giving. So yeah, din yung three, grow, to experience, and to experience new things and to contribute.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
That's such a timely reminder. And, oh my God, naiiyak ako.
Bakit?
Grabe ka, coach. Ang gandang reminder yun na for me talagang tinamaan ako yung sa sinabi mo about contribution, because, you know, as someone who feels limited of what I can contribute, siguro, like, parang feeling ko, parang wala pa ako masyadong may offer, parang ganun. But it's not only about, you know, the money or the finance. You can offer your time, your energy, your knowledge.
Yes.
And ang ganda reminder niya, because it teaches me and hopefully teaches our listeners that you have so much to give if you look at the different aspects in your life, no? And I also admire how intentional you are with how you live your life. Ang sarap makinig. Sana ganun din yung nararamdaman ng listeners natin. Like, habang pinapakinggan kita, coach, I feel very inspired. You're very intentional. I think that's really the word. And you're such a blessing.
Wow, thank you, Cleo. Yeah, ako din tuloy, naiiyak. Ano ka ba naman? But gano'n, naiyak din ako sa sarili kong salita. When I started contributing, at first, it was for me coming from a space of scarcity. Lahat naman dumaan doon, yung feeling na, baka kopyahin lang niya eh, baka gayahin niya. What if gawin nila, diba? Gawin din nila yung ginagawa ko. But I realized that you can never really outgive the universe. There's so much in the world, diba? Bakit? And you have so much gift, talent, energy, time, effort, lahat to share to the world. So why hide your light? Sabi nga sa akin ng powerful quote that I love repeating in my head is, the world is not dark because it's dark, but because people refuse to share their light. So if you are that light to that one person, alam mo yon, you can contribute. Maybe just a smile. Yeah. Alam mo yon, kanina I was out and I met a new friend. And gumiti lang ako. Diba gumiti ako and I said, you know what, you look prettier in person than on TV. And she instantly felt, alam mo yung parang, wow, parang may nakapansin pala that I look prettier in. Alam mo yon, yung even just giving affirmation, you know, the best way to contribute, you know, the easiest free way to contribute is through the 5 love languages.
Mm.
Diba? So you affirm, you give time, you touch, you hug, you kiss a person, diba? Physical touch. You give gifts. It doesn't have to be expensive. It could be, alam mong tatakbo siya today, for example, magra-run siya. Bigyan mo water. Alam mo yon? Parang as simple as that. And when you practice all the 5 love languages, you give service, ibig sabihin, pinagsilbihan mo tong tao. Ano yun eh, that's you contributing to another person's life.
Hala, nakakaiyak talaga. Never ako umiyak sa ano, sa Kwentuhang Pilipinas, sa podcast. Yeah. Like, si coach lang talaga una, gabi.
Grabe.
Anyway, moving forward to the next topic, no? Since we talked about, you know, your adulting life, and one integral part of that aspect of your life is finances, is the knowledge, your passion for finances, and teaching people how to handle their finances. So I want to ask, Coach, you know, from your experience, what limiting beliefs or, you know, cultural myths do you think hinder Filipinos from financial stability?
Ooh, I love beliefs kasi I think in the Philippines, yung mindset natin when it comes to money is too negative. It's too negative, no? Ano ibig sabihin ito? Growing up, I'm not sure, Cleo, if you've heard this from your parents, but ako personally, narinig ko to from my mom, yung mahirap kitain ang pera. Bakit ganyan ka gumastos? Ang hirap-hirap kitain ng pera. That's one of the beliefs talaga na sobrang, ano ba, paulit-ulit sinabi sa atin to the point na it's already in our subconscious. And if we have these kinds of beliefs, it hinders us from getting the financial abundance that we want. Why? Because every time we work for money, we think, mahirap kitain ng pera, mahirap kitain ng pera. It's 99% subconscious eh. So subconsciously, iniisip mo, kailangan paghirapan ko, kailangan mahirap. Hirap na hirap ako bago ko kumita ng pera. No, but if we shift that, if we shift our perspective into positive one, no, madali kitain ng pera, money comes to me effortlessly and blissfully and easily, alam mo yon, then you now attract the financial abundance that you deserve in your life. I think that's one. No, ano ba yung mga cultural myths or beliefs na we got growing up? So number one is, of course, your close, you get it from your close family members. That's your mom, your dad, maybe your closest sibling, no? Natututo ka dyan. Number two is societal. Ibig sabihin, what does society tell us about money? So where do we get this, Coach? For example, teleseries. Diba in teleseries, they project certain things about money or about being rich. For example, pansin mo sa teleserye, yung mga kontrabida, sila yung mayayaman.
Right, yeah.
And then kapag ka mahirap ka, ikaw yung bida. Mm. Ikaw yung inaapi, ikaw yung bida. How does this affect our belief around money? We think we have to be poor para maging bida ako ng life ko. If I'm not struggling, I'm not the bida in my life. Right. We think that I don't want to be rich because rich people are bad. Mm-hmm. Rich people are mean. Because that's what society tells us. Mm-hmm. Diba? Money is the root of all evil. Diba? That kind of mindset. So you don't want to attract money if you don't want to be evil. Parang ganyan yung napupunta in our head. Another one is very specific. We get it through our church, what our church tells us. So in Catholic, no, and Christian, they say, blessed are the poor. So pag mayaman ka, hindi ka na blessed. Gets? These are some of the most, I would say, most popular beliefs that were taught to us growing up, that we get growing up. And subconsciously, that's how we think about money. That's how we think about getting financial stability, no? So, paano ito nakaka-affect, Coach? If your subconscious is actually thinking that way, that becomes your reality.
Mm-hmm.
So, I have to be poor pala to be the bida of my life. To be the main character. Wow. To be the main character. Para Gen Z, kasi Gen Z ang listeners ng kwento. To be the main character of my story, I have to be poor. I have to be struggling. So, that becomes now your reality. So, nasan ang financial stability? Wala. No? Or, yung mga ganon. Yung mga ganong beliefs stop us, control us from having the financial stability that we must have.
Mm-hmm. And you can have a mindset shift. You know, it doesn't have to be limited. And personally, kasi diba you asked me earlier if I heard it from my parents. And my experience with that is actually, I'm so grateful for my parents kasi pinalaki nila ako na may magandang outlook when it comes to money, actually.
Wow.
Yeah, and that is why I feel like sa business din right now, very supportive din sila. Kasi maganda talaga yung outlook nila na yung itinuro nila sa amin na kapag nagbabakasyon kami sa kunwari sa isang
magandang, you know, resort or something, hindi namin siya tinitignan as something, as splurge. Hindi siya splurge, hindi siya, alam mo, parang...
Maluho, yeah.
Maluho, hindi siya luho, yes. It's a nice thing that we deserve. And pinalaki din talaga kami na hindi tinitignan yung money in a negative way. So I think totoo yung sinabi mo, coach, no, na napakalaking factor talaga kung ano yung outlook ng mga tao sa paligid mo when it comes to money. Mm-hmm. Kasi nahawa ka.
Correct. Correct. So no wonder, Cleo, if you were taught like that growing up, that's why you have a business right now thriving. Mm-hmm. That's why financially, as young as you are, an 18-year-old, you're already experiencing financial abundance and stability. Alam mo yan, diba? Pinag-usapan natin. Why? Because growing up, ang na-inculcate lang sa mind mo is that money is
good.
Easy to earn. Money is good. You can earn money. Walang limit when it comes to age. When you're earning money, you can start a business. I remember parang you told me your parents mo talaga into business. Kaya ikaw, sinuport ka din nila into business. Alam mo yon. However, on the other side of the spectrum, yes, some people naman, they're very limited because when it comes to their mindset, very limited. Why? Because that's maybe how their parents were brought up, and that's how they were brought up as well. Not because their parents are bad, not because their parents are not educated, but because this, ito na yung kinalakihan nila.
Mm-hmm.
So they were just passing it to us. Now, our responsibility as adults is to shift our mindset, to unlearn all of these negative beliefs, and to learn new beliefs that will actually support us in our financial stability.
I agree, coach, sa mindset shift na yun, and to unlearning these beliefs that you had, especially growing up, no?
Yeah.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
So, we're now down po no, to the last question about finances. And ito, very timely talaga to, coach. Gabi, feeling ko marami ang matatamaan dito at maraming, hopefully makatulong ang advice mo no, for our listeners. Because I'd like to ask, you know, how do we stop buying things that we do not need? Or how can we discipline ourselves in this day and age of budols and digital retail therapy? Kasi sinabi mo rin na before, you know, in your early 20s or nung college ka, mahilig ka rin mag-splurge on material things, clothes, shoes.
Yeah.
So what's your advice to the people nowadays who are in this age of budol?
Oo nga, no? Especially when the pandemic started, no? Grabe talaga yung growth ng... I mean, as a business owner, I also experienced that the growth when it comes to online purchases,
mm-hmm,
sobra, diba? The budol. But I think on the side of the consumer, my mindset talaga, before kasi when the pandemic started, nagpabudol din ako. Alam mo yung sa Shopee, bibili ka, tapos i-add to cart mo kahit di mo kailangan kasi sayang yung delivery fee, diba? Mm-hmm. So mag-a-add ka na lang ng mga little knickknacks na hindi mo naman talaga kailangan. I think discipline is just the result of the value that you put into how you view your finances. Ano ibig sabihin nito, coach? Discipline kasi is parang huwag kang bibili niyan, huwag kang papabudol kasi kailangan mo mag-ipon, 'di ba? Mag-iipon ako. No, I think it's just a result of wait lang, may long number one and only advice ko dyan is to set long-term goals kasi I feel like if you have long-term goals, hindi ka papabudol sa maliliit na bagay eh.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know you're saving up for something na big, something that you really want long term. So, yeah, if you have long term goals, if you set your long term intentions, then hindi ka na magpapabudol. Parang ako, when I started to look for a space of my own condo to nung nag-decide ako magpo-purchase ako ng condo.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I decided that I will be purchasing a condo, hindi na ako nagpabudol ng 2021.
Mm.
Kasi alam kong may long-term goal ako na I will be buying a property, so I have to get into that, and in order for me to afford that, hindi ako dapat magpabudol sa mga simpleng bagay. Diba? That now becomes, discipline now becomes the result of the value. What's the value, no? I think I posted this for New Year, that we shouldn't just be setting goals, but actually setting the values that corresponds to the goal. Ibig sabihin, kung may long-term goal ka of buying, acquiring a property, buying your own house, what are the values that you want to practice in order for you to achieve that? So for me, for example, the value around saving up for my house is consistency. Consistency in saving and investing. Diba? So if I'm consistent in saving and investing, in the future, would I be able to buy my own property? That will be a result. Diba? The discipline around the finances will just be a result. So ako, focus on your long-term goals and what's the value you want to practice around achieving that goal. If you have long-term goals, the reason why people are splurging is because they think they have the money in their bank account and sayang, gamitin ko na lang, may pera naman ako.
Mm-hmm.
You see it eh. But if you know where that money is allocated for, you won't splurge it. If you know that this money is allocated for my emergency fund, you won't splurge it because the last thing you want is during emergency, wala kang malalabas na pera, mangungutang ka.
Mm-hmm.
If you have allocated money for your long-term goals that you want to, let's say, acquire a car, acquire a property, then alam mo na hindi mo gagastos ito because you have set and allocated that for something important. Mm-hmm. So, yun. And the reason why people feel like they have the money in their bank account and they just want to splurge it to buy budol, they can afford it based on how much they have as liquid asset or their cash. Kasi walang allocation eh. Walang long-term goal on where they're gonna put their money, how they're gonna save their money, what's a long-term goal for them, long-term intention for their finances. Kaya ngayon, may short-term happiness ang bibilin mong budol. So, bibilin mo na lang kasi it makes you happy currently. Diba? So, yeah, yun lang. Sa akin yun, set long-term goals and find the values you want to practice and practice that daily.
To give a name po to the experience and to the advice that you mentioned, I think dito papasok yung delayed gratification, no? Because sa panahon ngayon, lahat tayo parang gusto ng instant gratification. Na kapag nagtrabaho ako ngayon, marireap ko na agad yung reward kinabukas. Deserve. Doon na papasok yun. But it's true, no? You're very intentional talaga, Coach. Kanino pa sinasabi on how you live your life, on your finances. And that is very inspiring as well, especially for our listeners, for me. And itong delayed gratification na to, no? It's always a timely reminder. Really.
Yeah, super. Well, I also believe in delayed gratification. Definitely, no? Kasi sinabi nga sa akin ng mentor ko, and I live by this quote right now, is if you choose fun and easy, life will be hard. But if you choose to do what's right and necessary, life will be fun and easy. So if as early as now, you're choosing to do what's right and necessary, and that's to set long-term goals, to be disciplined around your finances, to be consistent in saving and investing, then later on, life will be fun and easy. But right now, if puro fun, puro easy, gusto ko to, I want this, I want that, eventually, life will be hard. Why? Wala ka palang naipon, wala ka palang naipundar, wala ka palang na-invest, diba? So, yeah, delayed gratification works at the same time. Also, just budgeting for your fun money. Allocating money na you think you can splurge. Alam mo yun, sabi mo, yeah. Okay, nag-allocate ako 1,000. So, if I want to eat a plate worth 1,000, then I deserve this.
Mm-hmm.
Pero it's only up to 1,000. Alam mo yun? Parang you
budgeted
also put,
din siya, no? Yung fun money.
On how you splurge. Diba? Sinabi ko rin yan sa'yo last year. That you have to really budget eh. It I think hindi rin healthy na you don't treat yourself. Mm-hmm. Hindi rin healthy that you don't splurge for yourself. Because that's how you get motivated to also work.
Yes.
That's how you get excited to work and to earn money because you want to buy things for yourself or buy experiences. For example, ako, no, I came back from Vegas. I flew economy.
Mm-hmm.
Siyempre, dadaan ka lagi sa business, di ba? Bago ka makapunta ng economy. Dadaan ka muna sa business. Tapos sabi ko, you know what? One day I can afford business without... I can afford it right now, but do I want to splurge on it? Ko one day, papasok din sa fun money ko, ma-afford ko din ang business.
Aww.
And that makes me now motivated to keep working and to earn money so that I could afford the little things that I want in life. So, yung mga ganong bagay, it gets you excited, it gets you motivated to work even harder.
Lastly, Coach, please help us fill in the blank, no? To retire early, you need to blank.
Invest early. You have to invest early.
Yes.
I did a mini retirement last year, di ba? Mm-hmm. I left ata, nag-usap tayo, and then I left after.
Yeah.
I did a mini retirement, and the money that I used there came from my investments.
Mm.
Yun lang.
This is such a great episode. I had so much insights from this conversation. Thank you for letting me pick your brain, Coach. Thank you for your time. Now, to conclude this episode, no, I just want to share what stayed with me from my kwentuhan with you. So, number one is that work-life integration is necessary. It's not work-life balance anymore. It's work-life integration. And you've shared so much about how you were able to integrate these different passions of yours into your life, like your podcast, your content, they're all related to finance and providing value to people. Number two, ito talaga very tumatak talaga sa akin is yung tatlong must-dos mo, no, for our listeners who feel lost as an adult, no. Number one is to learn, continue learning. Number two is to continue experiencing new things. And of course, to contribute, to give, to be in a place of giving, of abundantly giving. And I think that is such a privileged position to be in. And lastly, I also loved when you mentioned that discipline is just the result of how you view your finances. It's such a great eye-opener because, totoo, before, parang ano siya eh, parang cause and effect. Kapag dinisiplina mo sarili mo, magagawa mo to. Pero now, with what you said, with the information, the knowledge that you shared today, you know, in this episode, I learned that discipline can be the result of your relationship with your finances. And I hope that our listeners also learned from this episode. So, kayo ba listeners, what stayed with you? Please do not forget to share the podcast to your Instagram stories and tag us at Kwentuang Pilipina, at Coach Yanny Moya, and yours truly at Your Sunshine Cleo on what stayed with you. Please join us on our Facebook group, Kwentuang Pilipina Community, at doon natin ituloy itong kwentuhan. Special thanks to our managing editor, Ayana Patrimonio, and this podcast is brought to you by Hiraya Pilipina and Podcast Network Asia. This has been Your Sunshine Cleo, and I will be back for more kwentuhan every Monday on major podcast platforms. So please do not forget to follow us on Spotify, Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook, Kwentuang Pilipina.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.